We've got about a minute and 20 seconds left on the clock here in halftime. Wrangell Wolves coming back pretty early from their halftime, getting just a little bit of information from their coach and coming back out to do some shooting and run some drills. Haynes is still back in their locker room right now, but with a quick early lead tonight, score is 30-18 in favor of Haynes. Last night, Wrangell held the lead for most of the game, only losing that in the fourth quarter. So Haynes definitely playing a different game tonight. Taking a look at first quarter, Haynes shot pretty much evenly from both sides, but most of their points came from just inside the paint with that one three-pointer at the end. And second quarter was mostly from the right-hand side that Haynes was shooting, both attempts and made shots coming from that right-hand side. Very different picture from last night. Last night they were shooting primarily from the left side of the goal. So interesting to see the different dynamic in the early lead, but everybody is back. So we are ready for the third quarter here. Haynes going to start off the third quarter with the ball. They get that over to Bradford up at the top of the court, top of the key. She gets it over to the left to Swinton. Passes inside to Gross, and Gross is going to put it up for a quick two just from the left of the basket. And Wrangell with the ball now. And it's going to be Allen over on the left side. She gets it into Armstrong, who drives inside to the paint. Goes to put up two, and they're going to be call a reach foul. That's going to be on Gross. That'll be her third foul of the game. And that sends Armstrong to the line. It was a little bit of a delayed foul call there. So Gross a little perplexed about that one. But Armstrong at the line, and her first free throw is made. Coach can go ahead and pull out Gross and bring in Krager. Gross being a pretty strong player under the basket for Haynes tonight. With three fouls, they definitely want to save her just a little bit. And it looks like they've got something on the court. So the officials are pulling out the towels, just going to wipe that up. Not quite sure what's on the court, but want to take any risk at injuries. And one of the parents is out there with a mop. So go parents. Nice supporters. All right, they've got all that cleaned up, whatever that was, and Armstrong's at the line for her second free throw attempt. And second one is good as well. But it looks like she may have jumped the line, so they're going to call that a no shot. It's going to be Haynes' ball. And Bradford's going to get it inside to Cowart. Cowart's going to put up the two from just to the left of the basket. It's going to go out. There's going to be a push foul on that rebound, and that's going to be on Krager. That's our second foul of the game. So 7:19 left in the third quarter. We've got two fouls already on the Haynes team. No fouls on the Wrangell team. Wrangell with the ball. And they get down to the other side, do a little bit of passing around, trying to find a way inside the paint, but Haynes pulling a pretty tight defense. They find Decker for a long two. She is open, but that shot is no good. On the rebound, it's going to get held up, and they're going to call that a jump ball on opening possession, and it's Wrangell's ball. And Allen going to inbound that ball. Goes immediately into the paint to Flores. Flores at her sweet spot just to the left of the basket. Picks up the two, and that shot is good. 32-21 is the score. Bradford with the ball. She's going to bounce it inside to Larson. And Larson gets it out to Krager, who is open. Krager picks up a mid-range two, and that shot is good. 6:41 left. 34-21 score. Jensen with the ball. Pulling it back pretty close to the half-court line. Bounces it over to Decker over on the right. To Allen in the corner. Back up to Jensen now. She reverses it to Allen. Allen goes inside to Decker in the long two range. The ball is knocked away, but it looks like there was a little bit of a hand there as well. So Swinton going to be called for her first foul of the game. Allen inbounding from the Wrangell baseline. She gets it to Flores, who is at the corner of the paint this time. And she puts up the two. That shot is good. So Flores with two of the three attempts for Rangel here in the third quarter. Two of them made. Bradford with the ball. Bouncing inside to Craig. The ball bounces off her knee. Since she gets it back to Bradford, who goes for a long two. That shot is no good. And it is Howard with the rebound. Gets it out to Bradford. There's going to be a foul. It's going to be a push foul on Rangel on Allen. Her second foul of the game, and that's going to send Bradford to the line. Rangel now with their first foul of the second half, and Bradford's first free throw attempt is no good. He gets the ball back. Gives it one good bounce. Side note, love her socks. Second free throw is good. Got some pretty bright green socks on tonight, so. Don't know why I noticed that. But 5:54 left in the third quarter. Score 35-23 in favor of the Haynes Lady Glacier Bears. Jensen with the ball. She looks to go left. Can't get inside. So passes it off to Allen. And then to Flores. Back to Allen. Allen puts up for a three. And that shot is no good. Maybe long two. But on that rebound, it's going to be Haynes. And they get the ball over to Bradford, who gets it to Larson. Larson puts up for a long two. No shot. Gets her own rebound. Gets it over to Bradford. Bradford putting up for two. And her shot is no good. It's going to go out of bounds on the rebound. Actually, it's just going to go out of bounds on the shot. And it's going to be Rangel ball. Jensen with that ball up at the top of the key. Going to drive right. Looking for a way in. Tries to come in on the baseline. Gets stuck up and can't do it. And tries to get around Swinton. And they're going to end up pulling Swinton for a blocking foul. That's going to be her second foul of the game. Not in the act of shooting, so Rangel's just going to end down that from their own baseline. And they inbound immediately. Decker hits it up for a long two. Shot is no good, but it's Jensen with the rebound. Jensen goes in to try to make another shot, and she is blocked. And that's going to be a reach foul. And they're going to call that on Swinton, and in no matter of time, she has three fouls now. Jensen going to the line. Jensen with 6 points tonight. First free throw is good. Nicely done. Score is going to be 35-24. And looks like Coach Brittenham is looking to take Swinton out, give her a little bit of a break, bringing Zan out in her place. Jensen with the ball again. Puts it up. And shot's going to bounce around a little bit, but it's going to go in. It is good. Very nicely done. Zan out with the ball now for Haynes. She's going to bring it to the top of the key. Goes over inside, intended for Bradford. But Jensen's going to steal that ball away. She's going to have a breakaway, but they're going to stop and be called right in front of an official. And looks like there was a bit of an elbow. And Bradford's going to be called for her second foul. Happened right in front of the official. So Rangel with the ball. Allen going to inbound that to Decker. Decker off the top of the key. She's going to get it over to Flores just outside the paint. Flores' shot is no good. And on the rebound, it's going to be Decker trying to go up, but that she's going to be fouled. They're going to call a push foul on number 15, Destiny Coward. Her second foul of the game, but that's seven fouls now for Haynes, which is going to put Rangel in the bonus. And 4:50 left in the third quarter. It is a long time for Rangel to go in the bonus. They've got a full 8 minutes in that fourth quarter. 4 minutes, 50 seconds here left in the third. 17 fouls for Haynes, one team foul for Rangel. If you wonder why I'm going on about this, Coach Brittenham decided to go ahead and call a short timeout, and they're about to come back on the court just to kind of get everybody together. You know, high fouling, not too great. I know he's drawing off of a short bench tonight. He had two players foul out last night. So when you've got a short bench, you've got that lead already, you don't want to run the risk of players fouling out and losing the ability to keep that lead. So getting them a little bit of instruction there, a little bit of just a break, maybe to breathe, and we're back. And Decker at the line. Her first free throw attempt is no good. But she was fouled in the act of shooting, so she will get that too. Gets the ball back, gives a couple of really good bounces. it is up, and it is no good. And Krager with the rebound. Krager gets it over to Larson, brings it down the sideline. Over on the right-hand side, looks to go inside. Bounces it into Coward, who is right outside the basket. Shot is no good, and Allen with the rebound to Rangel. He gets it over to Decker. Decker's going to bounce it in, hand it off to Jensen, who's going to put up for two. And her shot is good from the right-hand side. And that will bring the score 35-27. Closing that 10-point gap just a little bit. Bradford now coming in from the right-hand side. She puts up for two. Her shot is no good, but there is a whistle. I believe that's going to be a foul on Jensen of Rangel. They're going to call that a push, and that's her third foul. And that's going to send Bradford to the line. Bradford with 4 points tonight. And all four of those coming from the free throw line from situations like we just saw. So Rangel definitely going to have to watch and notice that trend and not get themselves in that situation. Also, a substitution for Haynes. Looks like Wang Yacht coming in. And Calvert taking a seat on the bench. Second free throw attempt for Bradford is no good. On the rebound, there's going to be a whistle. And that's going to be a foul on Bradford. And they're going to call that a push. That's her third foul. And that's going to send Armstrong to the line. Down on the Rangel side, Armstrong, I know, has at least 3 points from the free throw line. And so Bradford's going to go ahead and take a seat on the bench. And looks like Coach is bringing Hamilton in. Armstrong shooting a 1-1. And her first free throw attempt is good. So definitely, if you're going to foul somebody, don't foul the one who's shooting free throw as well. First free throw attempt is good. With that 1-1, she's going to get a second shot here. Gives it a couple of good bounces. Puts it up in the air, and it's going to be off the front of the basket. And it's going to be Flores with that rebound, and as she tries to make a shot, it's going to get knocked out of bounds. And the officials are conferring about something. Oh, I guess Coach Brittingham asked a question. The official's just giving him an answer about that. All good? All right. Looks like everybody's all good. So Rangel's going to inbound that ball. And it's going to be Allen with that from her own baseline, just to the right of the basket. And she's going to send it in to Jensen, who's going to get it right back to Allen. She sends it up for a long two. Shot is no good. Rebound's going to go out of bounds. Looks like it's going to be out of bounds on Rangel this time. So it's going to be Lady Glacier being involved. And Rangel putting on pretty much a full court press at this time. And the inbound is blocked by Allen. Ends up in the hands of Krager, blocked again, and Allen grabs it, puts it up for a real quick two. And 28-35 is the score. Wang out with the ball, gets it down to the other side. And looks like they're going to call a timeout. Jensen from Rangel may have been, I think she collided with someone, and looks like she may have sprained an ankle. She's coming off the court. Not putting any weight on that ankle. And so we're going to hold up here. Crowd giving her a little love and appreciation. They're definitely going to take a moment to take a look at that. Kano coming in for her in the moment. But last thing we want for either team is injury. So we're glad that she's walking off the court on her own. See what happens there. But Haynes with the ball. And on the inbound, it's going to get knocked out of bounds on Flores. So, say Haynes ball. Larson's inbound intended for Wang Yacht when it was knocked away. But she's going to inbound it to Wang Yacht. This time, she's going to take it around to the top of the key. Loses the ball a little bit. Looks like she's got some sweaty palms, and they're going to call her for a double dribble. So, it'll be Rangel's ball. And it looks like Wang Yacht going to come on out, and Swinton coming back into the game now. Got three players for the Haynes team with three fouls. 3:42 left, and a bad pass intended for Armstrong and gets stolen away by Zanow. She gets it down but can't get it right to the basket, so she's going to hand it off to Swinton. Swinton's going to put up for a long two. Shot is no good. And it is Hamilton with the rebound, gets it out to Zanow. Zanow's shot is no good. It's going to go out of bounds, and looks like there's going to be a substitution. And Hamilton coming out. going to inbound that. She gets it to Cowart just outside the paint. Cowart goes to put up for two, and her shot is good. 37-30 is the score, with 3:15 left in the third quarter. 18 fouls for Haynes, 2 team fouls for Rangel. Allen with the ball up at the top of the key. She gets it into Decker. Decker puts up for a long two. Shot is no good, but Flores is right there to catch it. Flores puts up for her own two. Shot is no good, and it's going to be Cowart with the rebound. And there is a whistle on that. And it looks like that ball went out of bounds, and it's going to be Haynes' ball. And Rangel again putting on the full court press. And the ball comes inside, intended for Cowart. Stolen away by Kano. They get it down quickly to Armstrong. Armstrong's going to put up a layup just underneath the basket for two. Inbound by Haynes. And it's going to go off the foot of Zanow and go out of bounds. It'll be Rangel's ball. And Coach Brittenham calling a full timeout, actually out on the court, trying to get the officials' attention. So we're going to go ahead and send it back to Cage Nest for 30 seconds from the sponsors, and we'll be right back. All right. So as they blow the whistle and start getting everybody back out on the court, score is 37-32 in favor of the Haynes Lady Glacier Bears. 2:46 left in the third quarter. Rangel putting on an impressive defense here in the last minute or two. Full court press twice now has resulted in them getting the ball back and scoring. Definitely something they need. They're going to start with the ball here. Went out of bounds on the Invasion Bears. They get it over to Kano. Kano puts up for a long two. Her shot is no good. And it's going to be Crager with the rebound. Crager comes down, immediately tries to go to the basket, but pulls up. Gets it over to Swinton over on the baseline. Her ball is going to bounce off the side of the backboard, and it's going to be Allen with that rebound. Allen gets it down. Cross court over to Armstrong, who puts up for a long two, and pushes right in. Nicely done. And on the inbound, that ball is going to be knocked away. Goes out of bounds, but it's out of bounds on the Rangel team. Rangel sticking with their full court press here. We've got Flores and Cowart, both number 15s in the back court. And long inbound goes to Swinton. Swinton now with a breakaway. Nobody there to stop her. And she's going to put it up for a right-handed layup, and that shot is good. 39-34 is the score. Haynes still with the lead. Minute 47 left in the third quarter. Allen's going to get it over to Armstrong, who tries to come in from the right-hand baseline. Can't get away. She's double-teamed, so she passes it long back. Bounces off of Allen's hand over to Flores. They get it over to Decker. Decker shoots for two. It goes in and out. And it's going to be Haynes with the rebound. Over to Swinton. Swinton's going to be called for a... Swinton's not going to be called. They're going to call that push on Allen. Looks like Swinton went in with a shoulder. Coach Knoll not happy about that, but Allen definitely moved, so they're going to call that push on her. On the inbound, that ball is going to go out of bounds. It's going to be out of bounds on Rangel. And Larson inbounding it. Bounces into Swinton. Swinton over to Cowart now in the paint. Cowart getting blocked. And she's going to be fouled. That's going to be a foul. Looks like a reach on Teresa Flores of Rangel, her second foul of the night. 4 team fouls for Rangel now. 1:20 left in the third quarter. They inbound quickly to Swinton, who is just to the right of the basket. She puts up for two, and that shot is good. Allen with the ball. Walks it across the half-court line. Looks like Jensen's coming out from the locker room. And she's jogging down the sideline a little bit, so she might come back in here in just a minute. In the meantime, ball's going to be knocked out of bounds on a bad pass, and it will be Haynes' ball. Just to the backcourt side of the half-court line. So Rangel putting on a two-person press there. And Swinton gets by on a successful screen, goes to the basket on the left-hand side. She's called for a travel. And so that ball will go over to the Rangel Lady Wolves. Haynes doing a really good job of setting up those screens to get Swinton away from the pressure there. And Allen now putting up for a long two. her shot is no good, but it's going to go out of bounds off of Prager. And so Wrangell with the ball on their own baseline. Allen in to Flores. Almost got a hand on it by Zanow, but Flores is able to get it over to Armstrong at the top of the key. Armstrong reverses back, gets it over to Decker. Decker's going to fake shot, then she's going to put it for a long two. Shot is no good. It's going to be held up on the rebound, and they're going to call that a jump ball on alternating possession. It is going to be Wrangell's ball. And Allen inbounds to Decker, who's immediately going to try to put up for two. Shot is no good, but she is fouled. And that is going to be a push foul on Coward. That will be her third foul of the game. 19 fouls now for Kane. And Decker at the line. Decker with 5 points tonight. First free throw is going to be no good. Like I said, Simpson came out, was jogging around a little bit, but Coach Noor looked at the tape of that ankle before she makes a decision on whether she can come back in or not. Second free throw by Decker is no good either. It looks like they're going to call a jump on Haynes, so Decker going to get a third shot at that. Got to be careful with that. She missed that second shot, and it would have been done. And now made that third shot. They gave an opening there for 1 point, but score is still 41-35. Larson now going to come down, and she's going to be called for traveling. Looks like she was going in to Armstrong and maybe pulled up thinking that she was going to get a blocking foul. But she was, so she kind of held that, shuffled her feet a little bit, and it called for a travel. Armstrong comes inside, gets it over to Decker. Decker is blocked, but they're going to get it back to Allen. And she's going to put up for two at the buzzer. So at the end of the third quarter, score is 41-37.